Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. 11 major banks are pledging to deposit a combined $30 billion into First Republic Bank to keep the California-based lender afloat. As NPR's David Gura reports, First Republic came under pressure after regulators shut down two regional banks in San Francisco and New York.
The largest depositors are Bank of America, Citigroup, JPMorgan Chase, and Wells Fargo. They're each depositing $5 billion at First Republic Bank, and they'll be joined by seven other lenders, including Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. In a joint statement, the banks say this is a reflection of their confidence in the U.S. banking system. California-based First Republic has seen an exodus of deposits, and the company was downgraded by two ratings agencies Wednesday, even after it had lined up tens of billions of dollars in emergency financing over the weekend. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
NPR has confirmed that senior Russian officials approved the harassment of the U.S. drone that crashed into the Black Sea. It's still uncertain if the Russian fighter pilot intended to hit the drone or made a mistake. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says a Pentagon video released Thursday is proof that the incident occurred in international airspace.
Particularly in this case, given the reckless and dangerous behavior, and to demonstrate publicly what type of actions the Russians had taken, we felt that it was important to provide this imagery.
Ryder says the U.S. seeks neither conflict nor an escalation of tensions with Russia. He says the U.S. focus in the region is solely aimed at supporting Ukraine. French police used tear gas and water cannon to clear protesters in central Paris Thursday. A massive crowd gathered in a public square after President Macron used a special constitutional power to push through a divisive pension reform bill. The BBC's Hugh Schofield was there.
It's this use of the 49-3 that has been the trigger. It sounds obscure, the 49-3, but in fact, everyone knows what it is. It's a way of avoiding a vote in Parliament and ramming the measure through, which is very unpopular. And that's why everyone's come out here today, and they're promising to do what they can still to stop the bill if they can. I have to say that the chances of that happening are diminishing, but by using this constitutional procedure to avoid a parliamentary vote, what President Macron has done is risk inflaming even more the anger of many people.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. North Korea says that it test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile this week to strike fear into its enemies. The missile was launched early Thursday, hours before South Korea and Japan began a summit in Tokyo. It was the North's fourth missile launch in about a week. This is NPR News. Seven Virginia law enforcement officers are among 10 people who are facing second-degree murder charges over the death of a patient at a state mental hospital near Richmond. 28-year-old Ivo Otieno was taken into custody last week after suffering a mental health episode. A video shows a handcuffed and shackled Otieno being restrained by the officers. The prosecutor for Dinwiddie County says he was smothered to death. Three hospital employees are among those being charged in Otieno's death. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a bill to add LGBTQ protections to the state's civil rights law. We have details from Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.
Efforts to expand the law have languished for decades, but adding sexual orientation and gender identity protections to the civil rights law was a priority this year for Democrats, who just took control of state government. Governor Whitmer said adding protections that would allow LGBTQ people to file civil rights complaints is a moral imperative, but also an opportunity to attract young people to the state.
Come to Michigan. You will be respected and protected under the law, right?
The new law cements a court decision in favor of LGBTQ rights. This would help ensure that won't be reversed by future decisions. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are higher, up 1% in Hong Kong and in Tokyo. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.